It's a Show is recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Jackpot Casino in beautiful downtown Red Deer, where Deborah Fritz just won $1.7 million. Woohoo! Playing Jackpot's Diamond Millions Progressive Slot Machine. See Deb's happy place and happy face at jpcasino.ca.
Hello, It's a Show.
Hello, it's Cassie. I'm here. What the heck?
Where is here?
I just had to go find a parking spot where I didn't have to use any coins because I'm without cash. So anyways, I'm just walking over to the casino now.
The legendary Jackpot Casino features free parking on the south side of the building.
Well, you didn't let your reporter know that, so I'm parked at the co-op.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's a Show.
Did you come here to stand here? You're going to get in the way?
I was going to lift it because you're a lady,
like
but
this, like
you're 10 times stronger than both of us, so it doesn't matter, I guess. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, your voice sounds so good.
Sparky's got the old window cracked, and thank God.
Hello?
Yeah, sounds good. Oh, I wish I had... Where's my camera? I'm going to call this one.
It's like she knows what she's doing.
Face-to-face, we'll call this.
That was really weird.
That was awesome.
He looked into my eyes for at least a second and a half, which is longer than he looks into anyone's
eyes. Yeah, well, he's afraid. Don't blame the guy. He's afraid. What's going to happen?
Can I take my shoes off here?
It's getting hot in here.
I don't know. How stinky are your feet? Are you in a foot sweater?
No, but I'm a sweater. So
you're a sweater?
I'm going to take my sweater off.
Take your sweater off so you don't...
I didn't want to walk in with my big pipes and have you guys be all like, ooh, is that a girl?
That's our Olympic training program.
I did wear my hot pants, though. And this is one of the first times I've been in Red Deer.
And what do you think?
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Is that sarcastic?
No,
don't be sarcastic.
It is. Like, I felt like I was driving home. Although the pay to park with coins, guys, you're killing me. I don't have any coins in my car.
It's a
rental.
We ask it. The Jackpot does have free parking. Okay, so look at me. Mm. Right behind me.
Okay.
The south end is perfect, and you got to fight some seniors sometimes for it. Nudge them out of the way. It's wheelchair accessible, so you can roll on in if you need.
Next time. Didn't do legs.
Before you go, we got to show you the machine that Deborah Fritz just won $1.78 million on.
I walked past it on my way in, and it's packed. I think people know that's the lucky machine.
But see, if somebody just won $1.7 million, I'm not on that machine for months.
It's over.
Yeah. It has paid out. I looked on the internet today. Last August, 2014, paid out $1.2 million on the Diamonds Progressive. So maybe it's in a yearly thing. It's in summer.
When I see it, I'm assuming in my mind that it's like a larger machine with like a huge payout.
Yep.
Those are from any of my, like, when I've seen how to win at casino videos and stuff.
Right.
They always say to play the Progressive.
You got a lot of time on your hands watching the...
I didn't say I watched the whole video.
How to play casino machines.
Just skipped ahead to the part that mattered.
So I'm just trying to discern whether this level situation is going to work out with you on the side mic talkers.
But then I
do you
have
need
to
a pillow?
Like this.
And she popped. She's a notorious popper.
I can't. Is it because of French immersion? Is that why? Because I enunciate too much?
I don't know. I don't think we can blame the French for this
one. No, I wasn't to blame so much as I'm just better than everyone.
Speaking French, we'll see. Je m'appelle Greg, et toi?
Je m'appelle Cassie. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, merci. Et toi?
Comme si, comme ça. How about bibliothèque, library?
You ever watch Community when they do the bibliothèque song?
¿Dónde estás? La biblioteca. Me llamo T-Bone, la araña discoteca. Discoteca, muñeca, la biblioteca. Es el bigote grande, pero manteca. Manteca, bigote, gigante, pequeño. Cabeza es nieve, cerveza es bueno. Buenos días, me gustan papas frías. Bigote de la cabra, es Camarón Díaz. Yeah, boy, boy.
Yeah.
What?
It's 2009.
Word.
That's a classic. I think that's good.
Look at this guy just up there turning knobs.
Free and grabbing knobs.
I'm very glad that you edit this show and not me.
Other people who do this don't edit at all. And then it's just a nice flowing conversation.
Yeah, it's better.
You think it's better? You think it's better? Because I'll leave it. It's only your reputation. I don't have one.
At what point have I been souring my own reputation? I don't do that.
You showed up. All right. We gave you a mission, Cass. No, you didn't do it, did you?
What was the mission?
What was it?
Find out about Seattle. Fun facts about Seattle.
When I said, do you want me to record it in the studio, or do you want me to write it
and you said, in studio. I went, guess I don't have to write it. It's exactly what my brain did. I'm sorry.
We are recording it in the studio. You had to find it.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay. So, Wikipedia, here we come.
It's got the Space Needle.
Yeah. About the Space Needle. You got a phone? You got the... Oh, okay, so tell us about your phone.
How about Wi-Fi first? We can all use Wi-Fi.
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
What, do you have someplace to be?
That's awkward.
And now another epically colossal It's a Show special guest interview.
Hey, we're Hot Valley, and you're listening to It's a Show.
On the dirt roadside of the county line. Ain't rich, but we're doing all right. Got my honey on my arm, Jesus in my heart. Living like a lyric, got a vision in the dark. And we work hard, live right. Tear it up on a Saturday night. On the dirt roadside of the county line.
We're in the kitchen at the Black Knight Inn, and we just heard a raucous rendition of a couple of songs acoustically from the boys. And off the top, of course, we got to say congratulations, well earned, on Group of the Year and Album of the Year for County Line.
Thank you so much.
So I can imagine which would mean more. I'm going to go with Album of the Year. This is a labor of love. This has been a journey for you guys. How many years have you been at it now?
18 years since I was 12 years old. Calling country music festivals, trying to book our band.
What was your band called back then?
High Valley.
High Valley, the whole way.
The whole way, man.
We never changed a name. I did have a voice change, though, halfway through the career, so that changed things up a little bit.
Right.
They thought I was Billy Gilman for the first few years.
Now, I love the story you told about being a goaltender, and you were the world's crap. Jordan Tutu's team scored, 21 goals on you?
Yeah, we lost 21-0. I made about 70 saves, though, and we never got the puck across their blue line.
That was a defensive problem. Wow.
Yeah.
This new record, it's been an evolution, it's been a journey. Would you say that this is your favorite album, your best work to date overall?
Definitely. I would say that. We went into this project just wanting to make something that was just super high energy and...
fun.
A lot of fun, and we did make a fun record. I love listening to it, and we're super proud of it, and we're so just...
And our fan club picked all the songs. So we sent 50 to 100 demos to everybody in our fan club, and they voted on their top 10, and their top three were Make You Mine, County Line, and She's With Me. So...
Great fans.
Yeah, really smart fans.
They know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Ain't she amazing, amazing, out of my league, and ain't it crazy, crazy, she happened to me, she calls me baby, baby, hard to believe that she's, yes, she's with me.
Coffee is delicious.
Is it?
If you like instant, this is...
Really? I was hoping there was going to be a beer in here.
You want beer?
Oh, see, we didn't know what
because we thought you had to pee in a cup all the time or something.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with beer.
Do you have a show plan?
Do we ever? Because every time I listen to the show, it doesn't really feel like there was one.
I hate you for bringing it up, and then I hate you for mocking
me.
Why
can't we just be friends?
I have so many things to talk about.
Okay, we went over what we were talking about last time. I got it on my phone. All right, we're live at the Jackpot Casino with Cassie Hotpants Resch, our Cub reporter, who is sitting very dangerously close to Sir Sparks-a-Lot on the leather couch.
And, I'm glad I'm wearing hot pants and not shorts.
Yeah.
We'd both be stuck here.
Yeah, you guys, somebody's going to get pregnant. Okay.
Probably him. That's so. Just a cub.
She wears the pants in this relationship.
There's no relationship. My mother.
It's friendship. Yes.
That's okay. All just a ship.
I'm adjusting levels as Cassie desperately searches for information on Seattle that she was supposed to bring to the table already.
So, 50 Seattle facts they never taught you in school. Do we want...
I don't think we want 50, but...
Well, how about the first five?
Pick out some jewels.
Number one, Seattleites don't always wear pants when riding the subway.
That's good to know.
This year marked the 5th annual No Pants Light Rail Ride, where the riders were encouraged to take off their pants and pretend that everything is normal. Number two. The annual Naked Pumpkin Run is held every year in October. Quote, go as bare as you dare is the motto. How dare they?
Woo! Come on! We're streakies! Come on! Come on! We're running! Come on! Woo! Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo! Woo! Come on!
That's beautiful.
Seattle has a real-life superhero.
Who would that be? Frasier?
Phoenix Jones,
what's his deal?
Leads the Rain City superhero movement, a citizen patrol group. Jones wears a supersuit to avoid being mistaken for a criminal by police. He has been stabbed and had his nose broken before.
So he helps people. He's just a mortal man that helps people in a supersuit.
His supersuit probably has abs.
I'd like to go for a beer with that guy. That'd be awesome.
I have a supersuit. I have to wear it.
You do?
You've worn one, too.
I have. Why is it so hot in here, Sparky? Like seriously.
This is like Phoenix.
Yeah, there's got to be something. We need like masking tape and paper towels for our armpits. Is that open as wide as it can go, Spark?
No, it can go wider.
I want to go wider.
Okay, no, you do your thing.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is from Seattle.
Man, put the music back on. Let's get the party back cracking up in there, man.
Woo! Sir Sparks-a-Lot, did you hear that? Sir Mix-a-Lot, your idol is from Seattle. I don't even know who that is. Put it over here, because I got to put it in the inbox. It's for Adam.
It's good that you work for Adam while we're here.
Trying to make a few extra bucks to move the show ahead. That's what we do.
Adam, I'm boring your people
now. Okay, while you're there, don't be offended if someone asks to bring a bag of dicks. They're merely asking for a bag of some of the most scrumptious sliders ever.
Of course they are.
Bruce Lee is buried there.
Why would he be buried in Seattle?
His son, Brandon Lee, is buried next to him, if you're wondering. There's a picture.
You're not interested in this? Sparky's giving me the thumbs down on Bruce Lee. Oh, cut it. You don't want to talk about Seattle anymore? Okay. Executive producer.
Wow.
I'm bored.
Yeah, because you're not going to Seattle, and you don't have to schmooze Seattle tours. Okay, we need a beer in here.
Zero for room service, I say.
I'll try it.
There's hidden stairways all over town. You just have to look for them.
So it's like the hidden Mickeys at Disneyland. Did you look for those when you were there?
No. I had no time.
He was busy looking for car keys.
Oh, my God. That is still hands down the best travel story. Dweebs. My God.
Do you have the keys? No, do you have the keys? My backpacks are there.
With my passport.
I'm not dealing with it. You deal with it. I can just imagine these two, like, slap fighting.
He got stuck with a $200 towing charge, and people are like, well, did you offer to pay half? I'm like, oh, hell no.
I know.
I didn't lose the keys.
That is the most exciting part of that story.
You're on your own, Bubbo.
So have you talked to Bubbo since?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're good?
Chat.
You guys
okay.
Text.
Yes, we text.
As long as they don't sext, I'm good with it.
Well, do what you gotta do.
Okay. Let's leave Seattle behind.
My water's done.
Okay, yeah. We need a beer. These are the magic
you
beer
had them
gateway
the whole time? The whole time he was holding out.
I told you. Do you want a beer or coffee?
I had to pay for it.
No, I said.
That's why I said no to the beer.
This is part of the sponsorship deal.
Well,
let's go.
Why are the levels so crazy?
Okay, so who's going to go? We all going to go? You want to take a break?
We can take a
Are we all going to go? Or
is there a two-drink minimum? Like, I don't know.
Let's just go. I feel like this
I can't carry three anyways.
Hey, we're Hot Valley, and you're listening to It's a Show.
Yeah, I'm going to make you mine. Going to take you slow, dancing by the water. I just want to hold you tight. I'm in love with the soul. Miner's daughter, and I'm gonna make you mine. Your hallelujah Sunday morning, all I've ever needed, wanted. Underneath this pale moon sky, I'm gonna make you mine. Yeah, I'm gonna make you
Okay, tell me how you got involved with Ricky Skaggs. How did the whole project come together?
He took us on tour a few years ago in like the southern U.S. and that was great. And then,
are you allowed to look him in the eye? Is that
Yeah, we are. Long as we're eating
not
fried,
directly.
As long as we're eating fried chicken together, it's like that dude has some pretty good catering. But
yeah,
he introduced us to the folks at the Opry the first time we ever played it, so we had a bit of a relationship. And then I reached out to him, emailed, and said, would you be willing to sing on Make You Mine?
Yeah.
2 weeks went by, crickets, no response.
You feel like a loser, you're going, I don't even know why
so
I
Curtis,
asked.
So I emailed him, and 2 minutes went by, just like crickets, you know, and then he responded and said, hey, I'd love to be on the record.
Everybody likes you better anyway.
I know.
It's you're crazy. More accessible.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Throws me under the bus.
Sorry,
if only
man.
We had a bus.
Yeah, if only we had a bus to be thrown under.
So what's the next goal for you guys? You got a hot new single on the charts right now. You got the CCMAs coming up in the fall. And, let's talk about the homecoming.
Yeah, we're going to be playing in our hometown, coming right up here, and CMT is actually coming down. It's the first full band show that we've ever done in our hometown, so CMT is going to be documenting with 12 camera guys getting flown up. They booked every room at the La Crete Hotel.
We've never been able to fly into our town, but because Paul McGuire and CMT's coming, some guy in our town
built an airport.
Pretty much. Yeah. They got a private jet to bring these guys right into La Crete. And I'm like, what? We never get that.
Yeah, we always have to drive the 800 kilometers from the Edmonton International Airport. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So this is going to be huge. So where are you going to hold the concert? In the gym or outdoors?
It's at the rodeo grounds. We're bringing in, we're doing the show for free, but they're spending a lot of money on production, like staging and lighting and sound.
There's not like a proper stage in the hometown, right? So they're bringing one in from.
And they're raising money for the rodeo grounds and awesome. For the park down by the river. You got to drive across the river in the winter to get to our town, and in the summer there's a ferry, and there's this beautiful park there. And this whole concert is a fundraiser for that. There's already over 1,000 tickets sold. Somebody's coming in from Ontario. There's people from Pennsylvania talking about coming. It's
so
crazy.
1,000 tickets. What's the population of La Crete?
2,804. Yeah. No. 2,800, yeah.
Yeah. In our song, Come On Down, we say it's population 2,817.
Yeah.
But people are having babies like every day.
Yeah,
so,
every day. Yeah. Okay, speaking of that, how's the home life? How's it going with the wives and kids?
Great, awesome. My wife flew here with me today, but she headed straight north to La Crete, and I'm down here in Red Deer.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a son. He's a year and a half, and he's running around.
What's his
the
name?
Place up. Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Benjamin nice. Curtis, actually.
Nice.
So. I got two boys, and they're playing football. Playing football like champs. And today my wife called to say that they both jumped off the 3-foot diving board for the first time
Huge.
Ever. So
I've never done that. I'm 48.
Exactly.
Too scared.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm really proud of you guys, and I'm so happy for your success. It's great to see the evolution of what goes on. And what about the bucket list? What do you? I mean, you've sang with Ricky Skaggs. You've been on the Opry stage, doing the homecoming. What is the end game for High Valley? What do you guys want to do?
Honestly, a goal of ours, we've always been a real family-focused, faith, family, and farming, and I'd love to be the first band ever to headline, do big headline tours, but have it still, you look out in the audience and see tons of families. So, yeah. And I'm not kidding, but if you could have like pony rides and Ferris wheels and cotton candy in the parking lot of a High Valley show someday, I think that'd be awesome.
I think that's totally doable, guys. You're on the right track. I'm curious. We're all fans of Ava and my wife, Teresa, and I. We crush episodes of Nashville. Are you guys digging Nashville?
Yeah, we're actually, you probably recognize us from that show because my left eyeball was in it for half a second.
And 100% of my eyeballs were in that same
scene. In which scene?
Scarlett's debut at the Opry.
Backstage.
Yeah. Nice.
They actually had us backstage as extras, but not as a duo. They threw some girl in with us. We were a trio.
We're like the new Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
And I think we got paid like $150 to hang
out. Just have your eyeball on TV. Each.
Yeah. So my wife got a new pair of shoes.
Nashville is the land of opportunity.
Brad got $75 because it was only one eyeball. You know.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Have something to say to GA, Sparky, Peaker, GFark, or yours truly? Connect with us on the It's a Show Podcast Network. Sounds fancy. On Instagram and Twitter at It's a Show Pod and It's a Show Podcast on Facebook. It's a show. It's free to listen, and you get what you pay for.
Hey, cheers, everybody.
Hey, cheers.
Yeah. First time with the team. Most of the team together.
Maybe the last.
After this warm reception and cold beer.
Can we talk about how angry Peaker is that he's not here? He was like, "You can't," was the text that I got.
Oh, nice, I bet, eh? Nice. Oh, that's so
like,
cool.
I actually don't want to meet you, so have fun in Manitoba.
Yeah, exactly. He's having quite the... Did you see him slicing the water? Mm-hmm. Water ski guy? Look at him go.
What an athlete.
I can't water ski. I've tried.
I
didn't know he could do anything like that.
No. He is...
He doesn't even know him?
Tells a terrible story, but man, can he water ski?
Okay, you got to focus for a second if it's at all possible. Hi, Peaker. Good to see you.
miss you.
He escaped the tornado.
Oh, see that 5-hour tornado? What was it?
2.5
All right, close enough.
But it was headed, last I heard, to Verdon, Manitoba, and that's where Doc Walker lives. That's where Chris from Doc Walker lives.
Mm-hmm. And our friends, the Tornado Hunters, were near there. They actually made it all the way back up to Canada from Arizona.
Man, that looked intense, that thing. It was unbelievable. And we've had some scares around here, too. Mm-hmm. And we had a killer hailstorm the other night and stuff. But what is the mentality? You know these guys, and you didn't get the interview yet, right?
Not yet. I didn't see them, but they were quite busy. So
what's the mentality, do you think, hanging around with these guys? Why do they go for it? It's freaking dangerous, right? They're going towards the danger.
Yeah. There's totally the thrill of the chase, and I get that, and I guess in whether it's the adrenaline from my career, and I can relate in that way. They just love what they do. Just capturing those images. They're not edited photos either. That's like the beauty of nature.
The power of nature.
At its most powerful.
Yeah.
I know that it's very stressful, like any other job, where they're, you know, it's days and days and weeks sometimes where they're not catching anything. Then getting that moment, I think, reignites their flame for their passion every single time.
Must be a long winter for the boys.
I can imagine.
Hey, let's go find a blizzard.
Nope.
You don't have to look very far in Regina. Hey, you had a question about... If I say hey one more time, Sparky, slap me.
Hey, I had a question about the Roadhammers.
Yeah.
Which one of them was a host on the upcoming CMT show, Ice Racers?
That would be Clayton.
So Clayton Bellamy.
Yep.
Knows Ricky Forbes because our friend Ricky Forbes was also on Ice Racers.
Oh, cool. So there we go. No degrees of separation.
There really is zero now. Sounds like everyone...
As soon as Ricky gets on the show, then we'll have... It'll be unbelievable.
Amazing.
Clay is a great guy. I've been talking to him on the phone this week because he is an RDC alum, and he's going to come do some stuff for us for an alumni engagement and speak to the students and stuff. Awesome. So he's pumped about that.
I'm also an RDC alum, so call me anytime.
You're not an alum.
I am.
What, just because you went
to
building?
You got a year left.
No, I...
You have to finish there.
I have a certificate, and now I'm getting the diploma, so I'll be a double. Take that, Clayton Bellamy.
You have no diploma in audio because you... Look, I'm going to turn this around so you can see what you've done to
is
the show.
Is it high? Hot? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's not even me, and I'm the popper over here, apparently.
I'll speak from here. How about here?
Okay, I'll just turn it that way, and then
that's
we can
nice.
All
like
know.
That's good, yeah. My voice is so pretty.
Yeah. Very nice.
We'll take a picture of how pretty your voice is and put it on the internet. There you go, right there. Oh, that's my pretty voice.
They all look the same. That's because both of our voices are magical.
Okay, I don't know how we're going to put this through a filter and make it nice, but it's poor High Valley who has to suffer when they hear their episode. We're ruining it. And you don't even know who High Valley is, which is another insult.
Is that based on, like, the look on my face when you said it again? I was like, wait.
Yeah. I forgot about the conversation we had 10 minutes ago when I didn't know.
If we could just have one pre-show meeting that I'm involved in so I don't just walk in here blind.
It just gets involved in the show. How long have you been with the show? Like 2 months?
At
least now you want pre-show meetings.
4 minutes. Total.
The investment has to triple before, and maybe bring some Seattle facts to the table.
Is that the show plan? Is that the show plan?
It's probably my voice.
I have things to talk about.
You guys are so anal with the show plans.
I don't care.
I forget.
Let's just do it.
I forget what I want to talk about.
The one burning thing I got to talk about. Oh, that sounds bad. Is the fries. You got shorted on your McDonald's French fries, and so did I.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
That's outrageous.
Well, we need to get you started because you got to talk about something.
That's really, really. Oh. Room service.
Alberta Sports Hall of Fame is on one.
The fries.
Short fries.
Like, don't half-ass fill the container.
Yeah, like,
you're
what
known
do you got,
for your fries.
What do you got to fear? You're going to go bankrupt because you're giving me 6 extra fries? It's going to happen regardless.
And it's not once, but twice.
I got to film this microphone fight because this is awesome.
I'm moving it because I'm watching your levels. You're not watching your levels. And your voice is hitting both top and bottom. Tell your story.
I'm done with the story.
That was it?
Yeah, don't cheat me on the fries.
Did you go back and complain?
No.
Well, then how can you even take to this platform to say anything about the fries if you weren't willing to at least...
What are they going
to
do about it? Be like...
Here's your 6 fries.
Can we talk about my missing bike wheel? How about that?
You've had a bad week.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. I thought the fries was like a tragedy.
Okay, go. Tell the whole story.
Earlier this year, I spent a little over a hundred, to give my bike, my cheap-ass Canadian Tire bike, no offense, Canadian Tire, which I really love, your big store in Edmonton, by the way. So I gave it a tune-up, right? I make it so it's more comfortable for
you
me to ride.
You gave it a tune-up?
No, the bike guy did.
Who's the bike guy? Because I need
the
a bike guy.
Professional.
How much?
A tune-up, and I needed a new chain. It was like over $100.
$100?
But like, I needed extra. No, I already spent $200 on this bike. My point was...
No, you spent three.
and I'm going to need a new wheel. Anyways, so I get the bike tuned up.
What about
insurance?
What about your premium?
I get the bike tuned up, and instead of hauling it up and down the third floor apartment that I live in, I decide to lock it in the bike corral. It's been there for 2 weeks or whatever. I go away for 2 days. I come back. I'm like, well, that's not nice. The back wheel is gone.
Yeah. Did you, like, swear and stuff?
Or I was like, mother F. Yeah. I was like, this is...
So, I have a... May I interject?
Yeah.
When I was younger, we had a, I had a quick release back tire as well.
No, not
it wasn't a quick release tire.
Someone really wanted that tire. Oh, because which we I had
my dad's like, someone's gonna take that, and we quick tied like we yeah like yeah quick tied the back so that, that wouldn't happen.
So if kids out there, if you're
job strap,
you gotta double lock your wheels, lock in the front, lock
but
in the back.
Who has that kind of time? I mean, the criminal element. If they could harness this
bike
energy,
tires are worth at least $12.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna say like,
what do you do with it? You know what they're stealing? Have you heard about this?
The copper
in Red Deer. There's not the copper.
The rubber.
You're so like 1998.
Tell
copper
us.
Sales.
Tell us.
Copper stealing.
Tell us.
Dogs. Out of people's yards.
Well,
like
yeah.
Actual dogs for dog fighting. That's the thing.
What? For actual dog fighting in Red Deer?
Yes.
Here's a quick concert review since we last spoke. The One Direction show, very loud, but very all right. I went with a female friend.
I've already had the privilege of hearing this story, so you tell Cassie how awesome that was for you.
You went with a girl? Did she ask you?
We actually made it as a joke last year. We were like, hey, Steph, we should go to the game. We should go to the show and just get super wasted and be like the old people who just get wasted at boy band concerts. Then she buys tickets.
Did you meet her on Tinder?
Oh, that's my good friend, Steph.
Sorry, Steph.
ADD Steph ADD was Steph. On the second episode?
I don't
third,
know.
Fourth, fifth?
Before. It was
back
BC,
in time.
Before Cassie.
Yeah. Ring that bell.
And I don't think I deserve a bell.
Thank you.
I thought I deserved a bell. I went to the Keith Urban show the next day at Rexall Place. Sold out. The most entertaining crowd and the most into crowd I've ever seen in a long, 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 long time.
Beautiful.
So what's the best concert you've ever seen?
Now I'm dating myself, but that's okay because I'm proud of it.
Dating yourself, that's...
Meatloaf.
Anything goes now.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf is awesome.
See? And he even pointed at me, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw Meatloaf at the Besbro Hotel in Saskatoon with the other act was, Dr. Hook. Off the charts.
Cheap Trick opened four of them.
Okay, you win. That's unreal. So when was this? Circa 5 minutes ago?
90s.
90s?
My parents took me. I remember because I was standing on one of the chairs, like we had floor seats. And I was standing on one of the chairs and security just coming over with their yellow vest, like, get off that chair. Yeah. And my dad just turned his head and stared at him. And he's like, oh,
so your dad's
you're okay.
Tough.
You're okay. Yeah. My dad has a mustache and a ponytail.
Wow.
Right?
He's a biker?
Mm-hmm.
He's a biker?
Yes.
Face tattoo?
No tattoos.
Oh, I know what I was going to tell you guys. Jason Belleville, my old producer from CMT, is a writer. And he got asked to go to Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. And punch up the bits and stuff for all the intros for the comedians. Neil Patrick Harris was the host.
MPH.
And he's been hanging out with them and rehearsals awesome. And all that stuff. And he goes, I can't talk right now because they're watching us. And we had to throw two people out for videotaping because I asked him to get some audio and stuff. And he said, I can't do that, but I'll give you a full recap. So cool. It might be included in this episode or maybe we'll save it for next episode. But he's a rock star, very funny guy himself. And can you imagine that? Get the cover Just for Laughs from the inside.
And great. Then hang out with NPH.
Yeah.
They probably roll around on unicorns.
It was so magical.
Leaving did we even, did play. We just shoot a show?
I don't know. Who knows what we just did.
Did we shoot a show? Is this thing on? Are we done?
I don't want to go back to work. But I have to.
Why are you being poopy about it? Because you don't want to leave.
Yeah,
so instead
all the
of just
fun
being,
happens now.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as you're gone, we're having so much fun.
I was also under the impression that this
How do you think
event
I got hired?
Was happening tomorrow.
Well, he said it didn't work out.
So yeah.
For him.
Boo.
He is the host. Stop
so what's
so
tomorrow? Oh, because the boss is not there.
Exactly.
Can you close the window? Because I'm going to smoke her out. She's going to either get this right in the first take or we're going to die trying.
Uh-huh. All right.
Bye. Oh, wow. That's such a dude
that's
leave.
I have to deal with.
Such a dude leave. Hey, he's yeah. just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Well, Sparky finally left, got rid of that jerk.
Why do we have other people on the show?
Just extra overhead, and we're in cost-cutting phase of It's a Show, so you may never hear from Sparky or Peaker or G-Fark ever again.
That's why you sent Peaker to Manitoba.
He's gone.
You're out. It's a Show is brought to you by OpenHighway.com.
If you want your business in the fast lane and generate a fabulous ROI from your social media, contact Kelsey at Open Highway today.
Love that. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
What? It's 2009.
Word.